The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to this beautiful program The King of Baghdad Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal We have covered quite a few topics relating to the biography of Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Alhamdulillah, every aspect of the life of Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is wonderful, is beautiful, and it carries so many lessons for us. Today as well, inshallah, a very interesting aspect of life of Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And it is such an aspect of life which we are usually very much interested to hear about. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will hear about it and try to attain barakat and faizan from the life and biography of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But before that, let's listen to a beautiful narration regarding sending salutations upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, erases 10 of his sins, and elevates his station by 10 ranks. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, today what we will hear about is a very interesting life aspect of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But before I get there, to support the whole topic of today, inshallah, I will start off with a beautiful narration, an incident which had taken place. And this incident, I had indicated towards it in one of the previous episodes where we studied regarding the educational career and the educational services of Sayyidi Shaykh Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, wherein the mother of Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh allows and gives the permission to Hazrat Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh to go to Baghdad Sharif to study. And the mother had said that go, we will see you on the day of judgment. So that was a very inspirational narration, and that love between a mother and a son, and what sort of dedication and the sense of sacrifice that mother had, and what sense of sacrifice that son had. Such a mother, such a wonderful son, whom we call today as Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So we had heard that Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had received 40 dinars from her mother, which were kept properly inside the court of Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, actually soon inside. So it cannot come in hand of anybody. So what happened now is that Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is traveling to Baghdad Sharif. And Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh mentioned himself that when I was traveling to Baghdad Sharif from Jilan for the purpose to get ilm-e-deen, close to a place called Hamdan, our whole caravan was stopped. And that caravan was stopped by robbers, by thieves. They came in, there was a whole group of them. So they looted each and everything. They robbed each and everything. And then one of them came to Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was very young. And Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that one of them came to me and asked me, what do you have? Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said that I have 40 dinars. So that man thought that this child must be joking. Anyway, another one came and said, oh child, what do you have? So Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali said that I have 40 dinars. And then that person also thought that this child must be joking. So, same thing happened. The second one also asked, laughed about it, and then left it. At the end, when the head of that group, the person who was controlling everything, or the gang leader of all those robbers and thieves, now they're all sitting at one place, and the head, the chief of all these thieves was, you know, allocating shares for everybody, that okay, this was our total loot today, and this is your share, this is your share, this is your share. So two of those people amongst that gang said that we saw this other child. He said that he had 40 dinars. So we do not know what is the reality. That man, that boy must be joking, so we ignored and we just left him. So the gang leader, that person who was in charge of all the thieves, said that no, bring that child. Let me find out what's the purpose behind him saying that I have 40 dinars. If he was joking, why did he joke like that? And if he was not joking, then what was the purpose behind it? So the child was called, and Sayyidina Ghausipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh appeared in front of that ringleader, in front of that gang leader, and the gang leader asked that, what's your purpose of saying that you have 40 dinars? Huzur Ghausipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said that, I replied that, yes, I have 40 dinars, I was not lying, and I told you I have 40 dinars. So when he was searched, and it was a reality that 40 dinars were found, so the ringleader, that gang leader asked that, oh child, what's the reason? If you wanted, you could actually hide it from us and we wouldn't even be able to find it. Why did you speak the truth? What was behind it? What motivated you? So he said that when I left from my home, my mother had advised me that, oh son, never ever speak a lie. Never ever say a lie. Whatever you do, whatever you say, it should be truthfulness. Always speak the truth. So I was just obedient to my mother, nothing else. Now this man, the ringleader, the gang leader, all his life, he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All his life, he has robbed so many people, done so many of crimes. He thought to himself that you did not compromise on obedience to your mother, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commandments upon us, and I have been disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are obedient to your mother, but I am disobedient to my creator. You did not lie because your mother advised you, but I lie. I do crimes. I rob people. I trouble people. I take others' money. I take others' wealth. It's all disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person, with all the group, that group had approximately 60 people, 60 thieves. All those people repented on the hands of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Not only did they repent, but they also returned whatever they had stolen and robbed from the people of the caravan. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful narration and undoubtedly a miracle of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. What sort of obedience was that? The mother had said, do not lie. And in such an event as well, where Huzur Ghausipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh could easily save those 40 dinars, but no, he did not compromise upon what the mother had said and abided by what his mother had advised and spoke the truth. See the result? All of them repented. Look at the result, that not only did he save his wealth, save others' wealth, and bless those 60 thieves with such a beautiful wealth, which was the wealth of Tawbah. So dear viewers, this is an example of steadfastness, obedience, and a miracle of Sayyidi Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So today, we are going to speak about few miracles of Sayyidi Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But first of all, let's understand what a miracle is. To define it very simply, miracle is a supernatural act performed by someone with the powers given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a supernatural act is done by a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's called a mu'jiza. And if it is done by a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is called a karamat. Yes, there are certain events in which you will find some very sinful people or some people who are not even Muslims apparently performing some sort of supernatural acts that might be some shaitanic forces, or that may be at times just a deception But mainly here, we are talking about Sayyidi Huzur Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, who is a great wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon him many powers. And through those powers, the supernatural acts performed by a wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are called karamat. Now, you know, sometimes our brain starts thinking, or some people try to confuse, how is it possible? It doesn't come into our mind. So a miracle is that which does not come in the mind. If it did come in the mind easily, if it was completely understandable to you, then it wouldn't be a miracle. So miracle is something which is extraordinary. Your mind cannot comprehend it easily. So the miracles of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, just like the piety of Ghaus-e-Azam, just like the knowledge of Ghaus-e-Azam, just like the taqwa of Ghaus-e-Azam, just like the character of Ghaus-e-Azam, they are unmatchable and they're just amazing. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, few karamat from the life of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi will be discussed. May we attain the faizan of Sayyidi Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May we attain his barakat. May we remain firm on the footsteps of Sayyidi Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Once Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi visited Madinatul Munawwara, visited the Roza of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then he was returning back to Baghdad. But what sort of a return that was, subhanallah. He was walking barefooted, subhanallah, towards Baghdad. On the way, there was a thief who was waiting for a traveler to pass by so that thief could attack and take all the belongings. So Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi passed by and saw that person standing. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked that, who are you? He said that I'm a villager. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, through the power of having spiritual insight, kashf, saw what is going in the heart of that certain person and was able to see the intentions and which intention that person was standing there. And found out that this person is not standing here with any good intention, but he is waiting here so that he could get a chance and attack on a traveler and steal something. So when Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi found out that he does not have good intentions, so meanwhile, this person as well was thinking that perhaps this is Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. He is just thinking. So on his thinking, just his imagination, just what's going in his mind, Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi instantly said, hey, you are correct, I am Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. That person was shocked. He fell on the ground and he held Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and said, oh my Shaykh, oh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, help me for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. There was a voice from unseen as well that, oh Abdul Qadir, guide him. Allahu Akbar. Look at the karamat of Sayyidi Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had such a spiritual insight upon him that this person became Qutb of his time. Allahu Akbar. Nigahe wali ne wo taaseer dekhi, badalti hazaro ki taqdeer dekhi. That not only the actions, not only the words of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can train a person, in fact just a glance, just a spiritual sight of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change a person's entire life. So what an amazing miracle of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi spiritual insight also be upon us. May our lives also change. May we also become pious. May we become obedient to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Huzur Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says it so beautifully himself in Qasida Ghawtiya, Biladullahi mulki tahta hukmi. The cities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are under my command. Allahu Akbar. Then changing a person's heart, changing a person's mentality is not a big deal for Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, by the command, by the will and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at another beautiful karamat of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Hazrat Abdul Malik Dayal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that at one night I went to the madrasa of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came out with an asa, with a stick in his hand. And it came in my heart that I wish Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi can show some sort of miracle or karamat out of this stick. So Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had come out. It was a very dark night. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi placed the stick in the ground. And that stick became like a lamp. It started shining. There was brightness there. And then later on, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi removed the stick from there. And the stick became how it was originally. After all this happened, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, "Oh Dayal, this is what you wanted, isn't it? Allahu Akbar." Performing a miracle on one place and knowing what is in the heart of that person. What a miracle is that? You know, the ulama-i kiram advises that when you go in front of a scholar of Islam, when you go in front of an alim-e-deen, make sure you have full control over your tongue. Be very careful on what you say, how you say. But when you go in the court of a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have control over your heart. Make sure your heart is not here and there. Make sure your heart is crystal and clear. Because the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what is in your heart by the power, will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi with countless miracles, countless powers, countless authorities. These powers and authorities are such that the lovers of Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, those associated with Sayyidina Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, also enjoy special benefits, subhanallah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised me that, O Abdul Qadir, those who pass by your madrasa, I will make their punishment reduced, meaning the punishment in the grave, the punishment in the hereafter will be relieved for them. They will attain a relief in that. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What a beautiful narration regarding this. That once what happened was Sayyidina Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was seated somewhere. And some people came to him and said, "Ya Sayyidi, we went to the graveyard and recently a person had died and he was buried there. From his grave we can hear screams that, help me, assist me, I'm in trouble." "Ya Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, can you please do something?" Huzur Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked that, "Was he my murid?" The answer was, "We do not know." Again, Sayyidina Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked, "Was he amongst those people who would come by us, who would sit with us, who would attend our gatherings?" The answer was that, "Ya Sayyidi Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we do not know." Again, Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked, "Is he among those people who had perhaps come to my house or had a meal with me?" The answer was that, "Ya Sayyidi Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we do not know." Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had a spiritual insight and saw that it was that person who would keep muhabbat, who would keep love with Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He had once seen Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and had thought good about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Because of this barakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved his punishment. And then when those people went to the graveyard, they saw that there were no screams now. There are no screams, no shoutings, no voice about help me or assist me. What a miracle of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Once a lady came to Sayyidina Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi with a request that, "Ya Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, can you please train my son so my son can become pious? He can also get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can perhaps, due to the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, climb the stairs of wilayat and he can be a chosen one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi granted permission. Said, "Okay, I will train the child. I will keep him in my observation." And Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi started training the child. The child would perform salah. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would fast excessively and he would try to attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. eating was limited, sleeping was limited. Once, that lady returned back and saw the child. He was very weak and his face had turned pale. The women approached and saw the child was eating simple bread. And she also witnessed that Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was seated, and in front of him was a plate and there were bones of a chicken. Allahu Akbar. The woman was shocked. She said that, "Oh Shaykh, mashallah, you are having good meal, but my child is having simple roti. He is having simple bread. What is this? What is the reason behind this?" Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Huzur, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, placed his hands on the bones of the chicken and said, "Get up by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who rises the dead to life." Allahu Akbar. The minute, the instance Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said this, the bones started gathering, the flesh started appearing, the skin started appearing, and those bones woke up and transformed into a chicken, a live chicken. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Huzur Ghawsiyya Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "When he gets to this level, then I will allow him to eat a meal made of chicken." Subhanallah. What sort of standards those were? What sort of karamat this was? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us more and more in the love of Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So we had a glance at few miracles of Sayyidina Huzur Ghawsiyya Pak Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We also learned how beneficial it is and how important it is that we have the love of Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in our heart. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, how important it is to be a murid of Ghawsiyya Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. How important it is to be a lover of Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But at the very same time, I would like to make this point that it does not mean that you do whatever you want thinking that I am a murid, I am a lover of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, so I won't be accountable for anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is immense. Definitely, there is no doubt about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive us, may grant us entry into paradise without any accountability. But at the very same time, we should also have in our mind that the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. So our life should be balanced. It should be balanced in a way that at one side we have sight upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the other side, we should also have in our mind about the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have our eyes upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we should have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart as well. We should do whatever we want within the bounds of Sharia. We should do whatever we want as long as we are not disobeying Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because forgiveness, mercy, all this depends upon Iman. All this depends if we die as a believer. All this depends that we die as Muslims, we die as mu'min. And then only the favors and the blessings which one may attain due to being associated with Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi will prevail. But what if due to excessive sins, what if due to excessive disobedience, we are deprived of Iman at the time of death? What will we do? Without Iman, then where will the concept of mercy be? Where will those benefits associated by having that love of Sayyidi Ghawsiyya Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, how will they prevail? So for the protection of our Iman, we need to make sure that we are firm on Sharia. We are not disobedient servants. We are obedient servants. We are obedient to Sharia. We are practicing Muslims, practicing believers, and yet lovers of Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So to get this mindset, to get this inspiration, stay associated with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, such beautiful biographies of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are related, through which one gets the mindset that yes, we need to act upon their footsteps. Yes, we need to have their love in our hearts. So Dawat-e-Islami's Madani environment is a full package for us. is an easy solution for us. Stay attached with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching the series, The King of Baghdad. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam.